From Hollywood, the Mutual Broadcasting System presents transcribed The Jack Kirkwood Show with Lillian Lee, Steve Dunn, Lee Albert, George Wright at the organ, Sad Sam the Sawman, and their regular cast of characters. And boy, what characters they are.
Sleep while this show's on.
The following program, partially recorded, will be heard in Canada by shortwave in Alaska and the Hawaiian Islands by our armed forces in all theaters of operation and from coast to coast in the USA. It's the Jack Kirkwood Show. Hey, you!
Are you listening?
Gentlemen, you've all heard of the man who makes a point of getting round town. Well, we'd like to point out a man in this town who gets round and rounder. Jack Kirkwood!
Well, thank you, Steve. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Steve, thanks for that roundabout introduction. I guess I do need a little exercise.
How about skiing, Jack?
Skiing?
Yeah. It's tough to learn, but you can start at the bottom and work your way up to a champion.
Oh, I think I'll take up ice skating. In that, you start at the bottom and stay there. Maybe I can't afford either. I'm financially embarrassed right now. You know, I was held up by two men last night.
Yeah, where?
All the way home?
Yeah, boy.
Seriously, Jack, I came over to ask your advice.
What do you want to know?
I'm taking care of some youngsters, and I don't know what to feed them. What on earth do babies eat?
Oh, filet mignon, lapsarella, Newburgh, and pink champagne.
Babies don't eat that.
The kind I go with do.
Say, Mr. Kay.
What?
Have you heard the story about the girl who bleached her hair?
Oh, no. A girl who bleached her hair,
yeah.
Eh? No, Lee, tell me.
Oh, I can't tell it, Mr. Kay. It's an off-color story.
In the mental sweepstakes, Lee was left at the post. Do you mind if I rub this Vaseline all over myself? I want to go to bed oily.
Not at all, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, I admit it's just a low habit.
Low Kirkwood.
Low habit. How's Mrs. Habit?
Still goes riding every day.
Oh, riding, Harry. Yeah. Lovely woman. Is her kindly nature acquired?
No, with her, it's inherency.
Inherency?
Inherency.
Inherency. Inherency. The evening sun goes down.
So we leave the quiet little village of Sliding on the Banister. It is with real reluctance that we start upon another lap. We wish someone would sit on our laps for a change. As we rumble along under the brightly colored thrombosis trees, the tropic breeze carries after us the natives, hint, hunting, plaintive, chant.
Mutual, your network for news, presents ace commentators, reporters, and analysts with last-minute news information at all hours, day and evening, throughout the week. With events in far-off corners of the world having an impact on us here at home equal to that of domestic issues, it becomes more necessary than ever to listen to informed newsmen who speak from a background of experience. The world is getting smaller. Our neighbors are much closer to us than ever before. But at the same time, the lives of our neighbors affect us more directly than when distance was a natural barrier. To sort out, to clarify, to turn the spotlight on the really vital news stories of the moment is the job that Mutual's Corps of News Experts does for you. Commentary from varying viewpoints, thought-provoking and stimulating analysis, interpretation of current events by men who make it their business to get the facts and get them straight. Regardless of your choice, you can hear news as you like it on Mutual. And say, don't forget, you can take your choice of when you want to hear it, too. There are news reports in all forms at all hours of the day or evening throughout the week on Mutual over most of these same stations.
And we report to the Madhouse News.
The Madhouse News on air with a big story on transportation. And here's your news commentator, Phineas. Where to, lady? Deadline. Shoot the taxi to me, Maxie.
Ah,
Howdy, folks. I'll be right back with a new hack.
Pressure Falls, California. Taxi cab business hits all-time boom.
Imagine me, folks, from here the taxi business was booming in the little city of Pressure Falls. We sent our star reporter out to get the real story and to try to determine the reason for the sudden popularity of taxi cabs. Well, sir, our man hid in the trunk compartment of an old broken-down taxi cab all day, and he still didn't find the answer. But he sent in the following story, which we thought was pretty good, so take it away there, brother.
Good morning, madam. Where to, please?
Well, first, I want to go to the Hollywood Roosevelt.
Yeah, that's a good place to go.
And then over to the corner of,
Correct.
I never can think of the name of that street.
Going,
And from there, I want to go over to, no, I think I'll go there first.
Cherokee.
And then go to the Hollywood Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, wait a minute. First, I think I'll go to...
Maybe we ought to draw straws, eh?
Oh, that's a splendid idea. Have you got any?
Oh, never mind. Let's get going. Maybe the fresh air will clear your head a little. Get right in there. There we go.
Oh, my, this taxi certainly has a funny paint job.
Yeah.
Why is it painted red on one side and blue on the other?
That's just a precautionary measure. Every time I get dragged into court, you'd be surprised how many colors the witnesses say it is. Pretty, though, ain't it?
Oh, I'll say... Gee, look at all the chrome. Chrome headlights, chrome hubcaps, chrome radiators.
That is the chromiest cab I ever drove. Say, lady, are you dragging your feet?
Of course not. Why?
I don't know. It feels like something's holding us back. Maybe something wrong with the motor.
Look, Mr. Driver, that man up ahead in the blue uniform has his hand out.
Yeah, I wonder what he wants.
I think he wants us to stop.
That him we hit?
The little one, wasn't he?
Yeah, midget. Well, we'll never know for sure now what he was. Hey, look at this speedometer. I'm going 1,700 miles an hour.
Oh, but that's impossible.
It is? Okay, I'll slow down.
And look at that. You went right through that red light.
Well,
why don't you watch where you're going?
Okay, sister. If you know so much here, you take the wheel.
Oh, what are you doing? Put that wheel back.
What for? It's loose anyway. It don't mean nothing. I don't need it. Look, I'll show you. Watch me go right between those two cars. Without a... Of course, I shifted my weight a little bit. Ah, this is the life. No cares, no worries, no fenders. See, have you made up your mind where you want to go yet, lady?
Yes, I think I'll go home.
Oh.
You see that hill?
Yeah.
Well, my house is halfway up it.
Oh, I doubt if we'll make it, lady. The way this jalopy's running. Say, how about you and me driving around under the moonlight tonight, huh?
Why, like your nerve, I don't even know you.
Oh, gee, that's right, lady. I'm sorry.
What time shall I be ready?
Oh, about 8 o'clock. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, something wrong. Oh, I don't think we're going to make it.
Come on, baby. Come on. Nice car. Nice old jalopy. Come on, baby.
Well, that's that. I can't understand it. The darn things don't seem to have any power at all.
Maybe the trailer is too heavy.
Oh, well, trailer. I haven't got any trailer. I just...
Oh, no? Then what's that thing back there?
Well, what do you know?
What?
We didn't quite get out of the garage this morning. We've been dragging it all day.
So much for the Madhouse News.
Now here's George Wright to play, I'll Be Hanging Around. Thank you.
And now, lovers of vibrant verse, will you join us at the poet's nook?
Greetings, friends. Won't you come in for a kindly pause?
Most married people fight a nag, a thing which I deplore. I'm glad to say I've got a wife I cherish and adore. We're the only pair on record still living with their mates, devoid of animosities and jealousies and hates. We are an ideal couple, just a husband and a wife who've solved the secret of success in matrimonial strife. And the reason why we get along in sweet connubial bliss is 'cause we're never stingy with a compliment or a kiss. She never flies into a rage. She's always in the pink. She's never green with jealousy, which spoils most wives, I think. We do not fight or argue. We'd much rather kiss. Side by side, we trip through life in never-ending bliss. Ooh! We're a happy married couple. Our love's so warm, it melts. Ah, yes. We two are married, but each to someone else.
So we leave the poet's nook for today.
Now for another thrilling installment in our exciting saga, the story of Sadie Black, girl Sandhawk. It is Sunday, and Roger has taken Sadie to Camp Censored. To visit his favorite cousin, Private Chauncey Depew Jones. Roger has been telling Sadie about Chauncey for a long time, and now, well, he's beginning to wonder whether Sadie will like Chauncey. So leave us crawl into one of these G.I. shoes and eavesdrop, shall we?
Well, I hope he's around somewhere. It'd be a shame to miss him.
I'm looking forward to meeting him. He sounds like such a charming boy.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether you'd say he was exactly charming, but he's... Say, I'm going to ask that soldier. Oh, soldier, and you happen to know Chauncey Jones?
Yeah, sure, I know him, you betcha.
Yeah, well, could you tell us where he is right now?
Well, you see that big pile of potatoes behind the mess hall?
Yeah.
Well, I bet you find Chauncey behind them there potatoes. He sure feels a lot of potatoes.
Roger, that means Chauncey's doing KP, doesn't it?
Well, that fellow didn't definitely say that Chauncey was there. Oh, gee, I hope he isn't. But if he is, I sure hope you'll like him.
Will Sadie find Chauncey appealing? Station number 9 is played by our own maestro, and especially for all you music lovers who think that short-haired music was started by the Barber of Seville. And...
We have to ride on merry-go-round, the roller coaster with it up and down, till we get busy enough to do the Christmas show and his part two.
Time was when being able to hear the latest news almost as fast as it happened by radio was excitement enough. But today, listeners demand and get much more. Now a mutual listener can choose the kind of news he likes best to suit the need of the moment. From early morning until late at night, Mutual's corps of expert correspondents and reporters is on the job to bring you all the news all the time. Now, whether your preference is for quick, crisp, and factual reporting or for thoroughgoing and detailed analysis, you can find what you're looking for on Mutual, your network for news. Among others of the Mutual names for news, you can hear Robert Hurley, Cecil Brown, Cedric Foster, Frank Singizer, Sam Hayes, Holland Engel, and H.R. Balkades during the day, Monday through Friday. Nighttime weekdays, there are Fulton Lewis Jr., Gabriel Heater, Bill Henry, and Frank Edwards. The opportunity to choose which suits your taste is an important everyday freedom. So stay tuned to Mutual and choose from the best. All heard throughout the week over most of these stations.
And now, upset George Wright, who parks his bubble gum under the bass vial and gives with his own special version of I Love You.
Thank you.
Thank you, George Wright.
Have you ever had the end to travel someday to see the strange and different places of the world like Hawaii, Siam, India, Egypt, or any one of a thousand others? Well, you can if you start preparing right now. And a good way to put aside the necessary funds is by investing in defense bonds. There are two plans that have been set up to make your saving automatic. They're the payroll savings plan and the bond a month plan. With the payroll savings plan, you ask your employer to put to one side a specified amount out of each paycheck. Now, this money he then puts into bonds for you. The bond a month plan is when you ask your bank to issue bonds to you each month and take the money out of your checking account. Both of these plans make the buying of bonds easy and automatic. If, however, you're unable to participate in them, why don't you practice extra bond buying on your own? Just purchase as many defense bonds as you can at any post office or bank. These bonds are backed by the United States government and are guaranteed against loss, destruction, or theft. They're even better than a cash reserve. So start preparing for that trip today or any other long-range plan you may have. Now, even better, invest in defense bonds.
And that brings right around to the Madhouse Little Theater.
Today, the Madhouse Comedy Drama, does anyone know where we can get a fifth of DDT? Players, present another homespun drama of life way down there in the Kentucky Hills entitled Don't Kick Grandma With Your Shoes On, Willie. Them shoes cost 60 cents. Our story takes place in the cabin home of the Cooney family. As the curtain rises, we find Paul Cooney asleep. Effie, his daughter, is trying to rouse him. Curtain music.
Well, howdy, Pa. What you been doing?
Oh, just resting for a spell, Ma.
Well, get up, Pa. Come on, get up. It's Friday.
What month?
April.
I never did like April. Set the rooster for September.
Pa, get up before you strip your gears. I gotta make biscuits for breakfast.
Well, what's the matter?
You're sleeping in the flour barrel.
Where you been, Ma?
Oh, weeding out the cabbage patch again.
I'm sure glad I was asleep, and I hate to watch you weeding.
Why, Pa, don't you like the way I weed?
I can't see nobody that's too darn lazy to stand or bend over.
Well, what's wrong with not bending over when I can pull the weeds out with my toes just as well?
Say, what's all this you hear about a shindig tonight, Ma?
Well, Gopher Face Gibney's are throwing a shindig down in Coon Holler. And you better stir yourself if yous are coming.
Well, I ain't, so you can just relax.
Oh, Pa, it's been 6 years since we've been out visiting.
Only 6 years now you want to go again? I don't know what a gad about you was going to turn out to be, Ma. I would never have married you in the first place.
Oh, come on, Pa.
Oh, well, all right. But you women with your flighty ways are going to be the death of me yet. Always wanting to go someplace.
What are you putting that darn dishpan over my head for, Ma?
Oh, I just wanted to trim your hair a bit, Pa.
Why didn't you throw the water out first? You can't make a city slicker out of me, Ma.
Oh, I ain't trying to do you, Pa. I just didn't want to see you trip when you was a-dancing tonight.
Where's Effie? She's here a minute ago.
Oh, she's down to spring and looking at herself.
That's the vainest gal I ever have seen.
And here she comes back.
Hey, Pa, Ma, someone's coming up the trail.
Sure is.
Yeah, it looks like Mop Head Coy. Dang, now, but I don't care if we ain't a-feuding today. If he sets foot on my land, I'm going to bounce a rifle ball
on him. Oh, now, hold on, Pa. Hold on.
I'm going to fill so full of lead, he look like a jukebox with wavy hair.
Say, that ain't Mop Head Coy. It's one of the Timken boys. Singing one with the yellow shoe.
Oh, yeah. Happy day, feller. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mighty fine singer, too.
You know, someday that boy will get ahead.
He sure needs one.
Well, I better clean up the place. What in tarnation is that lump under the rug?
Well, dog my cats, I guess Aunt Lottie didn't go home last Christmas after all. Come on in, son.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, howdy, folks, howdy. Look, Effie, I brung you something.
Oh, gee, a powder puff.
Ain't it pretty?
Yeah, but my rabbit's sure gonna look funny now. Now, how about a kiss, Effie?
Uh-uh.
Oh, come on.
No, I ain't gonna throw away this good hunk of chewing just for that.
What's all the bellerin'
fur.
Ah, but they're covered. There's a hole I ran
in. Oh, well, quit stuttering and face the other way when you talk. You're getting so you spray worse than Grandpa.
Okay.
How'd you get dirty?
Well, my shoes got me dirty when I was in the hammock.
Well, you ain't supposed to hang both sides of the hammock on the same hook.
We only got one tree. I just remember when I came for the coys are coming. They got the rifles with them. I see you across the creek.
Oh, where's my shotgun?
Lock the door, Evan.
Keep quiet, everybody.
Quiet. I don't hear nothing. Maybe they went on past. I'll sneak over and look out the window.
Tiptoe, Paul.
Good thing I ain't wearing shoes. Did they get me?
No, you're okay, but your hair sure looks mighty nice short like that. Cut it now.
Good. Next time I go to town, I'll have the barber shave off my sideburns. And it'll only cost me 4 bits.
Turn around this way, Paul.
Why, sure. What in tarnation are you doing?
I just saved you 50 cents, Paul.
So we close the doors on the Madhouse Civil Theater. Every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock over Mutual, it's time for the Children's Hour with programs for all lovers of thrilling action and daring exploits. On Monday at 5 o'clock, there's Bobby Benson, the famous cowboy kid who gallops to rangeland excitement with his B-Bar B riders. You can also hear Bobby's songs of the B-Bar B featuring the Western folk singer Tex Fletcher, as well as the favorite ranch character Windy Wales, every Wednesday and Friday at 5 o'clock. The real-life marshal of the early West, Wild Bill Hickok, rides again at 5:30 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to outwit rustlers and renegades in stories of blazing action. Tuesday and Thursday brings Sergeant Preston of the Yukon at 5 o'clock with the stirring adventures of a Northwest Mountie as he faces incredible hardships and danger to get his man. And Sky King follows at 5:30 with tales of an Arizona rancher who zooms through the limitless expanse of outer space in his jet-propelled plane. Tune to Mutual every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock for programs that open the doors wide to a world of imagination over most of these Mutual stations.
You might have put this thermometer behind your ear. I want to see whether you're hot-headed.
Not at all, but now I must run over to the Klinker Brothers to order some new furniture for my den.
Well, old Klinker's good in most rooms, but he gyps dreadfully on dens.
He gyps on what, old man?
He gyps on dens. He gyps on dens.
He gyps on dens? I'd love to.
Oh, right, sir. Like we rolled another one off the assembly line and learned out to fight your daily grouch. Back your way again soon with some more of the same.
Twice recorded with the same gang along the lead. George Wrightley, Albert Chatham, sound man and producer Daisy Lewis will be with us, won't you?
Thanks for laughing along with us today. And every time you your grand cars, letters, all that kind of stuff like that there. Make it mighty fine, feel fine. So come on, keep them coming. Up the big time, drive carefully and take my good cash. Don't you hear me?
Well, next time, this is deep time.
Hey, you listener!
Jack Kirkwood Show is transcribed in Hollywood. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.